AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The military says some 3,000 U.S. troops are being sent to Afghanistan, but it's not a deployment to fight the Taliban. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says they're being sent only to help get State Department workers and U.S. supporters out safely.
A very temporary mission for a very specific purpose. That's a big difference than saying you're deploying for 8, 9, 12 months, forces to stabilize and secure Afghanistan, which we've been doing for the last 20 years. This is a very narrowly defined, very temporary mission.
The Taliban's taken control of much of Afghanistan, including the provincial capital of Kandahar, as the U.S. and NATO allies withdraw. Tropical Storm Fred's now prompted a storm watch for the Florida Keys. Forecasters expect the system over southern Florida Saturday. It's now down to a tropical depression. The storm's on track to drench Cuba and the Bahamas. Power outages are still reported in Michigan, where powerful storms last night knocked down trees and power lines. Wildfires are tearing through eastern Montana. Ranchers on the northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation were scrambling to find safe pastures to keep their cattle. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says he expects the U.S. will authorize a third COVID booster shot for people who have weakened immune systems.
Imminently, they're going to get the approval.
Fauci tells NBC's Today Show, at least for now, researchers do not believe other vaccinated people need a booster, but they're studying the numbers.
And if the data show, in fact, that the degree of protection has gone down below a critical level, that's when you're going to be hearing about the implementation of boosters.
In the long run, Fauci says it's inevitable everybody will need a booster. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks ended higher. This is AP News. Chicago health officials say slightly more than 200 COVID-19 cases have been connected to the Lollapalooza Music Festival.
More than 385,000 people attended Lollapalooza 2 weeks ago. Chicago Department of Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady says her department expected about 200 cases to be linked to Lollapalooza.
There's no evidence at this point of a super spreader event, and there's no evidence of substantial impact to Chicago's COVID epidemiology.
Arwady says she's pleased to see that other music festivals are following Lollapalooza's example of requiring proof of vaccination or recent negative COVID tests. Margie Zaraletta, Chicago.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul waited more than a year to disclose his wife bought stock in a company that makes a COVID-19 treatment. It's an investment that was made after Congress was briefed on the threat of the virus, but before the public was largely aware of its danger. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.